Musician Ryan Tedder is in high demand, and it's no wonder. He's up for a Grammy for his producing work on 9 different songs. Here's a sample of just some. Sometimes the grass is greener, and someone else is sugar, someone else is just as sweeter. Now rumor has it she ain't got your love anymore. And Ryan Tedder's also a songwriter. He co-wrote that last song with Adele. He's worked with American Idol winners like Kelly Clarkson. And then there's his own band, One Republic, with hits like this one. So, Ryan Tedder knows his pop music, but when we spoke last July, we found out about his origins. You were born in Tulsa, Oklahoma. As you've said, the buckle of the Bible Belt. You are a Christian. You met one of your bandmates at the Colorado Christian School. You went to Oral Roberts University. What happened to that trajectory? Why not, you know, the next step would seem to be, and now, famous Christian singer-songwriter, Ryan Tedder. What happened there?
Shout to the Lord, all the, you know, the thing... I love Tulsa, and I loved going to ORU. It was a fantastic experience. Some of the best people I've ever met. The school has kind of an interesting reputation.
We hear sort of what you're saying, that you have sort of a love of this school, but also an acknowledgement of what? I mean, what are you acknowledging
it's
about
the school?
It's an
acknowledgement of it is a, from my experience, one of the most, you know, charismatic Christian universities. I think that when I was there, there is this it could be self-imposed. I would say a little bit is environmental. Whenever you grow up going to church 3 days a week and you end up at a Christian university, you feel the self-imposed, like, I should go into youth ministry. Maybe I should go into worship. My aunt and uncles are worship pastors. I have missionaries all throughout my family. And for me to be a sophomore or junior and say, you know what, I actually want to go into mainstream music, which, as they call it in the Christian world, secular music. I remember the first time I used the word secular. I was in Nashville at a record label at DreamWorks Records, and I told the person I was working for at the label, I said, yeah, you know, my friends thought it was a little risky or odd that I was going into secular music. And she looked at me, she goes, what? What's secular music? I was like, oh, I'm sorry, you don't speak Christianese. I did love going to ORU, but I will say that there was a lot of getting out some guilt dealing with going into mainstream music and moving to Los Angeles, which is the den of the lions as far as you're concerned. When you're coming from Tulsa, Oklahoma, L.A. is about the weirdest place on earth.
But why not go, especially with your love of the school, which some people have been critical of for thinking about homosexuals. I mean, you know, you pick it with some of the controversial things.
Pick the topic.
Right. So you know, since you loved it, why not go Christian music?
I grew up listening to Michael W. Smith. I loved Michael W. Smith. Still do. Stephen Curtis Chapman, DC Talk, all these big, huge, iconic Christian acts, and I still love them. It was a personal choice for me. I was more inspired. I read a book called The Spiritual Journey of U2 and found out where they came from. And that they were actually, Bono went to the same church, the same Assembly of God, the same denomination that I grew up in, where it's, you know, speaking in tongues and, you know, casting exorcisms, all kinds of stuff. And come to find out, you know, if you go through every lyric of every U2 song ever, 99.999% of the time, he's actually singing about God or his faith or his spirituality, and almost without exception, from Vertigo to Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, Streets Have No Name, on and on and on and on. And I thought, what an amazing, like, here's the, not only a successful, but the biggest act in the world. And he's representing what he believes, but he's doing it in a different way. My thought is, don't preach to the choir. There's enough people preaching to the choir. It's like, if you have a message you want to get out, if you want to represent what you believe, get out in the masses. Get down where it's dirty, and, you know, as St. Francis of Assisi said, you know, go throughout the world and preach the gospel, comma, use words if necessary. And that's my belief, which is just, you know, you can represent what you believe. You don't have to be preaching to the choir. The thought of touring churches just didn't excite me.
Well, and how's that going over in this world that you are in, this rarefied air that you are in? I mean, do you sit around with Timbaland, you know, the producer, and sort of chat about St. Francis of Assisi, or does it not come up?
No, it's funny. Speaking of Timbaland, he's actually raised in a very, very devout Baptist. You'd be amazed how many artists were raised in the church. It's unbelievable. Katy Perry. I knew Katy Perry when she was Katie Hudson.
Stop.
Katy Perry, with her little outfits when she was blonde little Katie Hudson, and she was signed to a Christian deal and was doing, she put out a CD, you can still find it. She put out a Christian gospel, like a gospel album. Her parents are both like evangelical ministers. And Timbaland, it's funny. I mean, he actually told me one time, we were talking a couple years ago, he's like, yeah, I just got off the phone with Katy Perry yesterday. This is back before this, her most recent album. He's like, I told her to stop wearing all them short dresses. She doesn't need to be wearing short dresses and making out with everybody. I was like, wait, you told Katy Perry that? He's like, yeah, man. He's like, I know she comes from the church. And because he was raised in a Baptist church too. So it's all pervasive. It's like I said, I mean, it's an interesting dichotomy, definitely, to go from that world to the world of like music and movies and red carpets and all that stuff.
Right. Well, here you are. You're at sort of a certain pinnacle, and you're turning around and helping other people come up. And I'm referring to the American Idol finalists that you've worked with. Mm-hmm. What do you say to them?
Shut up and sing the song. No, I'm just kidding. I don't. It's funny. I had a huge disdain for American Idol when it started, because it was the polar opposite of everything that I went through. I crashed on couches, you know, was chased by creditors for years, absolutely bankrupt, broke, and was paying to play shows up and down the Sunset Strip for years.
You paid them.
Banning it, you know, yeah. And all that stuff that kind of, that makes you into an artist, that tests your resolve. How bad do you want it? And the fact that American Idol came around, and you, one day you're waiting tables at Chili's, and the next day you're the most famous person in the world, and people are throwing money at you. The whole idea just made me kind of sick. But then I just started, I got off my high horse, and I was like, you know what? They're actually turning out some talent. I mean, my God, Kelly Clarkson, one of the greatest voices I've ever worked with. And so I just tell them, you know what? I just want to write the kind of song or produce the kind of song that shows the best part of what they are as an artist. I try to figure out with every artist I work at, what is it that really they're best at, and how can I put a magnifying glass up to that? Selfishly, when I write with people, other artists, I'm writing the songs that I want to hear. I'm not going to name names, but if I didn't really like their last album, then selfishly, I'm like, I'll get in a room with them to write the kind of song where I'm like, you know what, if I have to hear you every day on my local radio station, I want it to be a song that I actually like. I didn't want us to burn out. I didn't come here to hurt you. Now I can't stop. Who do you see out there that you haven't worked with yet that you'd like to? It's got to be a small field, but who would you like to write for? Paul McCartney is a lifetime goal. I want to write a song with him. I don't care if it's the most crap song in the history of songs. I don't think we're going to sit down and write, you know, Yesterday Part 2. I just want to sit down and record a song with the guy. Bono, I mean, he'd be up there too. You know. Why not? Throw him into the ring.
Why not? That's singer and songwriter Ryan Tedder. Paul, if you're listening. He's written songs for so many artists, including Beyonce and Adele, his own band One Republic. Their latest CD is Waking Up. Ryan, thanks for speaking with us, and best to you.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.